At Hanford, they're dealing with evidence of leaking waste tanks. So the Department of Energy has proposed sending the waste to New Mexico as a way to reduce the potential health and environmental risks in Washington state. The announcement has reignited the debate on whether to expand WHIP and the types of waste WHIP can receive. Proponents and opponents on both sides of this issue have strong feelings about what to do. WHIP has demonstrated success in its handling of defense-related transuranic or true waste. It is already accepting some true waste like gloves and clothing from Hanford, but the state of New Mexico has strict provisions that prohibit any high-level stuff, including tank waste, from Hanford and from Savannah River and Idaho nuclear sites. So it's up to the Department of Energy to prove that Hanford's waste fits the classification of what WHIP can legally receive and that it's consistent with WHIP's mission. The state also has a choice to make. The current permit for WHIP specifically prohibits high-level waste from Hanford, so it would have to be changed. That permit would have to be changed. And any proposed changes would need strong justification and should be open to public input. Thorough science and a deliberative process, I hope, are what happens here, and I hope the state can reach the right decision. I urge all parties involved to exhibit caution and scientific integrity as New Mexico works its way through this process. I also think it's important to put this issue in context. DOE is asking New Mexico to do more to help clean up in Washington state. Well, we have our own cleanup project at Los Alamos, and it needs more funding to meet its goals. DOE has also stopped including state economic assistance funding for the state in its budget in recent years. If New Mexico is going to do more for DOE, then DOE needs to do more for New Mexico.